Roseanne, this bank book is like her business. I just feel dirty invading Darlene's privacy like this.
Jackie, when you're her mother, it is not called invading privacy. It's just called cleaning. Whoa, look at here. Why, I haven't cleaned this lockbox in years. You happen to have a screwdriver on you?
You know, it's possible she's given up on the whole writing school idea. Just because she got a job at the buy and bag doesn't mean she's saving up money to run away from home. Roseanne?
What'd you find her bank book?
Dear Mom, I am leaving home forever. I do not love you anymore. Goodbye, Darlene.
Oh, she might already be gone. P.S. I am taking Huggy Bear and Fufu, the bunny. No, this is from the third grade. Fufu was killed in a laundry accident 8 years ago.
Well, it's more than you found. I'll put it back.
No, no, no. I want to put it in the album with all her other ones.
You don't need the letter opener, Roseanne. The key's taped to the bottom.
Well, I can use it to pry the key off.
But whatever you find in there, don't get mad at Darlene, because you two have been sniping so much at each other lately.
Oh, man, is she in trouble now? Look at this. Cigarettes. Condoms. Here's her bank book. Look at that. There's even a hair on it, so she can tell if somebody tampered with it. I wonder why she has so much trouble trusting people.
She was up to $325, and she took out $300 yesterday.
Well, that's it, Jackie. That's her gas and motel money right there.
You okay?
Yeah. Okay, let's just put the room back like we found it.
Yeah, it'll be all right. I'm here to help. You know that.
And we had this house. And then we moved to San Francisco. You know, it rained a lot. You know, we had this house, like on this hill. So then we moved to, Detroit? No, it wasn't Detroit. Let me see. Yeah. No. Let me see. Wait. Detroit. Let's just say Detroit.
Hey.
Dad! You gotta go home now, George. My dad gets really mad when I have friends over. He's very strict. Aren't you, Dad?
Yes, it's true, son. You're in for a whooping.
Oh, okay, I'll leave now. And, DJ, don't forget to come to my party on Friday, on Saturday night. Yeah, Saturday.
Nice kid. Why do you hate him?
He's new, and he's geeky, and he's weird looking.
So were you, but your mother made us bring you home from the hospital anyway.
I can't believe Darlene smokes.
Oh, I think she just stole these from me, you know, back when I was smoking.
Anything else you want me to do?
No, just go home and wait for my hysterical phone call.
Rosie.
Oh, Rosie, there you are. I've been under Darlene's car all day, and I can't find what's wrong with it.
It's missing a squiggly thing.
And this diagnosis is based on...
the fact that the thing I pulled out of there last night was squiggly.
Oh, God. Roseanne, what's next? You gonna hobble her?
She's out of here, Dan. She withdrew all $300 from her bank account, and she's gone.
You don't know what that money's for. She could be using it to buy bullets.
Where have you been?
Parrish. I'm in the mall.
Look at what Darlene bought me.
Oh, look, honey, it's a CD player. Say, Darlene, what does one of these things go for now? 50, 60, 299 bucks?
Something like that.
Look, honey, our daughter spent all her cash on a CD player, a present for her boyfriend. Now, what do you got to say to that, Roseanne?
Hey, how do you know how much cash I have? You looked in my bank book.
Hey, I have every right to look in that bank book. Your father and I started you a college account when you were born, and I just wanted to see if that $20 was still in there.
It's pretty pathetic that you got nothing better to do than to snoop around my room.
Hello, David. You're looking well today. And is that a new hairdo?
Thank you, Mr. Connor. I asked him to do it just like yours. Oh.
See how easy it is for the menfolk to get along?
Yeah, you're a real inspiration. David, come.
I'm going to go make dinner.
Now, look, Roseanne, don't you see what just happened here? She's not going. She's blown all her money on teenage crap. She's not planning for her future at all, honey. It's everything we prayed for.
Move!
You're acting like a crazy psychopath.
Huh. Well, the voices in my head disagree.
If you don't stop coming down on this kid, you're going to drive her right out of the house. Now, I'm willing to share the blame on what happened to Becky, but you're flying solo on this one.
Well, all right. I guess maybe because I'm so tired, I might be willing to admit that there's a slight chance I was wrong.
Thank you, Roseanne. I know how hard it is for you to admit you were tired.
Darlene? I kind of want to apologize to you for the way I've been treating you.
You're kidding. You're apologizing to me?
Well, not for your whole life, just for the past couple of weeks.
Well, it wasn't all your fault. I'd like to think that I was pretty mean to you, too.
So I guess we actually approached the end of Bitch Fest 93.
Oh, what a time we had.
See? Now that you said you're sorry, don't you feel better?
No, don't feel better at all.
Come on, don't you just feel a little bit better?
No, I don't feel better at all.
Well, you should.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dan. From now on, I won't feel anything that I'm feeling, okay? I'll just wait for you to tell me what feelings you feel I should be feeling.
Feel this. Stop. Stop. There's no need for begging. I'm ready to tell you all about my first day at the garage.
Hey.
Look, I even took pictures. This is my desk. This is my pencil cup empty. There it is, filled with pencils. And look, a chair. A job where you get to sit all day. Now that's class.
I had a special on garbage, what can I say?
What, no orange peels? They were on the list.
I was driving around, the groceries was in the front seat. You do the math.
You went to buy a bag, you saw Darlene, and the two of you lit the torch for Bitch Fest 94.
No, we got along fine. I just stood there and watched her bag groceries.
And how do you explain his gutted potato chip bag?
Well, I kind of needed that to help me figure out that how come I've been being so mean to Darlene lately. I think I'm screwing up her life.
Well, you have to, honey. I can't do it by myself.
She's vegetating here, Dan. She hasn't even worked on her comic for 2 weeks, you know, and that used to be so important to her.
Well, she got tired of doing her comic. Now she'll do something else.
2 weeks ago, she's dreaming of being a writer, you know. Now her big dream's of being a cashier at the buying bag.
What are you trying to say?
I think we should let her go to that school.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious. We couldn't give Becky a future, right? So Darlene goes out and gets one. And now why are we trying to take it away from her?
We ain't trying to take nothing away from her. She can wait till she's 18 to have a future. Hell, I'm 40. I just found mine.
Well, that's my whole point, Dan. See? I mean, I'm standing there watching her doing lousy at a crappy job, you know, and being rude to all the customers. It just reminds me so much of me. 10 years, I don't want her to end up where I'm at.
Where? Where are you?
No place special. Stuck in Lanford, Illinois. Kind of wondering about maybe I could have done some stuff.
What kind of stuff?
What if I would have went to college? Or what if I didn't have kids so young?
What if you hadn't gotten married?
Well, yeah, maybe. Don't you ever think about that, Dad?
No. I always thought it was the smartest thing I ever did. You obviously don't agree.
No, I do agree with you. It was the smartest thing you ever did, but we're talking about me now.
I never told you you had to stay in Lanford. That was a choice you made.
I am not blaming you, Dan. I chose this life, and I love it, except for that no dishwasher thing. But, you know, I'm just starting to think about some stuff I gave up.
Everybody gives up stuff. Hell, I gave up a lot of stuff.
Like what?
Like being single.
I wanted to write children's books, Dan, remember?
Honey, I built you a whole writing room in the basement, but you never used it. There was nothing stopping you from finishing the adventures of Mancini the Elephant or Pee-Pee the Talking Mouse?
His name is Pippet, Dan. And I never had time, what with the bike shop and Becky and being broke.
All right, so it's my fault again.
Beat it, Mommy's fighting.
No, we're not fighting. Fight's over with. Darling, come here, I want you to sit down for a minute.
Dan, we haven't finished talking yet.
Roseanne, I don't want two women thinking I ruined their lives. And I want to do this right. Darlene, your mom and I have been talking, and we're not sure, but maybe we think you ought to go to school.
I do go to school. It's just sometimes I'm directing a lost freshman to his class, and I miss roll call.
You don't want to mess this up, Darlene. Your dad and I are willing to talk about this Chicago school thing again.
What do you mean, talk about it?
Talking. It's like yelling, only not as loud.
Well, thanks, but I changed my mind. I'm not going.
Can she do that?
Hey! You're staying here because of David, aren't you?
No.
You know, planning your whole future around some boyfriend is not really a great idea.
I'm not. I just decided it wasn't right for me. Isn't that possible?
No.
Look, you didn't want me to go. I'm not going. Congratulations. You win.
Staying here against her will is one thing, but staying here because she wants to, that's sick.
This is a 1967 Penny, and this is a 1968, and I don't have a 69, but here's a 70. And then if you notice the little letter under the date, this indicates which city the penny was made in. See, like D, that's for Denver, and S is for San Francisco. Here, want to see?
We believe you.
I don't have quite as many nickels, but I do have this one. It's a 1975.
See what I mean?
And a 1974.
You know, George, we really wish you could stay a lot longer, but DJ and I need to practice our religion now.
Okay, I'll go now. And DJ, don't forget to come to my party on Friday night. See ya.
I'm not going.
Oh, come on, Deej. You're missing a great opportunity. Odds are you'll be the most interesting person there.
Okay, I'll go.
All right, attaboy. Now go wrap up one of your toys as a present.
Oh, hey, there you are. I'm gonna talk to you for a sec.
Sure, what's up?
Well, now, we know that you and Darlene are, you know, in love with each other and everything, but lately me and Mr. Connor have been really concerned about what's going on between the two of you.
Really? You are?
Relax, David. I'm not talking about sex.
I know. Come on.
Lucky for you, I'm still in denial about that.
Thank you.
Me and Mr. Connor, we want Darlene to go to that art school.
You're kidding. You just changed your minds?
Yeah. And, you know, she's acting like she doesn't want to go, although I know that she really does want to go, and I think that she's doing that because she wants to stay here with you.
Yeah.
So I was thinking that maybe you and I could get together and figure out some way to make her go.
But I don't want her to go.
Well, nobody wants her to go, David. I mean, except for maybe DJ and the school board, but we all know that she should go.
Well, I don't think she should go. We're happy here. We're a couple.
Yeah, but you know what they say, David? They say when you really love something, you should, you know, make it go away or get rid of it or whatever.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Connor, but Darlene and I have already talked about this, and I told her if she goes to Chicago, I'm breaking up with her.
You what?
Wait a minute, what are you doing?
I'm gonna go up there and make sure she does what's right for Darlene, David, not for you.
You can't tell Darlene what to do. She's a big girl.
Compared to who? David, go back downstairs.
Why are you trying to break us up?
David, right now, the only thing I want to see is the back of your head getting smaller and smaller and smaller. There are several ways we can accomplish this.
Oh, that's so sweet. You two are having your first fight and you rushed all the way up here to show me.
You know, I just don't get it, Darlene. Doing things because a guy says so, huh? Who raised you?
Well, she's doing what she wants to do. Why can't you just stay out of this?
David, I would hate to embarrass you in front of your girlfriend by throwing you out of here physically. Ah, what the hell?
Thanks for not embarrassing me.
Mom, this is not a big deal. David and I are just going to apply again next year.
Well, what if you apply every year and he never gets in?
Why can't you just drop this?
Because it's too weird. Ever since you could talk, you've been whining about getting out of Lanford. And what, now you got a boyfriend, so you're going to go change your mind? I thought you wanted something better than this.
Better than what?
Better than this. Better than this room. Better than this whole house. Better than this pillow. Better than this quilt, okay? Better than this trash can.
Mom, cut it out. I mean, what if I go there and everybody else is, like, way brilliant and I find out I suck? Then what happens?
So, you mean this whole thing is not even about David? So you gotta tell me, Darlene, which of the motherly speeches am I supposed to be giving here? Because I'm totally off track.
Well, we're through talking.
Yeah, we are.
What are you doing?
Figuring if I wash them all in hot water, I can fit them in one suitcase.
Mom, why can't I just live at home like a normal kid?
Because as I have told you for your entire life, Darlene, you are not normal. Okay? You dress funny. You're weird. You're too smart for your own damn good. Let's face it, Darlene, you're special, and I think you could be something great.
Well, I tried to leave last week. I packed my bags, I got in my car. I couldn't do it.
You cannot be afraid of failure, okay? So what, you get there, you find out you suck. Great, you're gonna be the first Connor to suck in college. Then you can come back home. We ain't going nowhere, never have for 20 years.
Yeah, but it was different when David was going. I just don't think I can do it by myself.
Listen to me, little girl. I'm gonna tell you something. Sometimes life just gives you one chance, and if you do not grab it... When were you in the car? I've been watching you like a hawk.
Well, hawks don't generally pass out on the couch after eating a quart of ice cream.
Well, let me put it to you this way. You gotta go. Because I want you to go. Because if you don't go, you're going to regret it. Maybe not now, okay? But soon. And then for the rest of your life. I love you, Darlene. And I want you to get the hell out of here.
I can't believe you're letting me go.
I can't either. So, now you gotta go down there and talk to David. Unless, of course, you want me to.
I'm going.
You made this?
Yeah, I added the water myself. The pudding was in the mix.
What's the occasion?
Well, I just didn't want you to feel bad thinking like I regret us getting married or something.
I don't. I know I've made you very happy.
So you don't feel bad about one little thing that I had to give up for you?
Nope.
Why the hell not?
I don't know. I just don't.
Well, all the more cake for me, I guess.
I'm home.
Hey, Deej, come here and tell us all about the party.
Thanks for making me go. It was great.
Yeah, come here and sit down and tell us about all the kind of games and fun things you guys did.
I touched a boob.
Say what?
We played this game, 7 minutes in heaven. And I had to go in the closet with Sheila Fry. And we just stood there doing nothing for like 6 minutes.
What happened in that last minute, son?
I told you. I touched a boob. She's my girlfriend now. She's coming over for dinner tomorrow night. She likes corn.
Doggies. You're gonna have to have a long talk with that boy.